For we must all be made manifest before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he hath done, whether it be good or bad. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10. As the Apostle Paul draws attention to the mortal being swallowed up of life, 2 Corinthians 5:4, he focuses on the hope for which the child of God strives. History and nature reveals, as the Hebrew writer also affirms, saying, "Inasmuch as it is appointed unto men once to die." This mortal existence will come to an end, and after this cometh judgment, Hebrews 9:27. Having been taught of God and having received the light of the gospel, those who have a desire to be swallowed up of life have the opportunity to do so because, as the Apostle Paul affirms, "He that wrought us for this very thing is God." 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 5. "Wherefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things are passed away. Behold, they are become new. But all things are of God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ." 2 Corinthians 5, 17-18. The Lord calls upon mankind to take the time to answer the question, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which, having at the first been spoken through the Lord, was confirmed unto us by them that heard," Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3, "and respond to this great opportunity and thereby change the focus of one's life from one dominated by all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the vainglory of life, which is not of the Father, but is of the world," 1 John 2 and verse 16, "so that it may be said of them that ye became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching whereunto ye were delivered. And being made free from sin, ye became servants of righteousness," Romans 6, 17 through 18. It is to those who so do that can join in with the Apostle Paul saying, "We make it our aim, whether at home or absent, to be well-pleasing unto him," 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 9. And if that is the case with you, then you too have a hope through the power of God that your mortal being may be swallowed up of life. The Apostle Peter encourages you, saying, "The day of the Lord will come as a thief, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall be dissolved with fervent heat, and the earth and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing that these things are thus all to be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy living and godliness, looking for and earnestly desiring the coming of the day of God, by reason of which the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. But according to his promise, we look for a new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness." 2 Peter 3:10 through 13. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett, encouraging you to meditate upon the words of the Apostle Peter, saying, "For the time is come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it began first at us, what shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel of God?" 1 Peter 4 and verse 17.